Listening Part B, Ebola Virus. In this part of the test, you will hear a lecture on the subject of Ebola Virus. As you listen, you must answer questions in the spaces provided on the answer paper. There will be a short space between each question. You now have 1 minute to read through the questions and you will hear the talk once only. You may write as you listen. Now read question one. Now answer question one.
Ebola virus disease is a severe, often fatal illness with a death rate of up to 90%. The illness affects humans and non-human primates, such as monkeys, gorillas, and chimpanzees. Ebola first appeared in 1976 in two simultaneous outbreaks, one in a village near the Ebola River in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the other in a remote area of Sudan. If a person has been in an area known to have Ebola virus disease, or in contact with a person known or suspected to have Ebola, and they begin to have symptoms, they should seek medical care immediately. To help control the further spread of the virus, people that are suspected or confirmed to have the disease should be isolated from other patients and treated by health workers using strict infection control precautions.
Now, read question two. Now, listen and answer question two.
Any cases of persons who are suspected to have the disease should be reported to the nearest health unit without delay. Prompt medical care is essential to improve the rate of survival from the disease. It is also important to control the spread of the disease, and infection control procedures need to be started immediately. Severely ill patients require intensive supportive care. They are frequently dehydrated and need intravenous fluids or oral rehydration with solutions that contain electrolytes. There is currently no specific treatment to cure the disease. Some patients will recover with the appropriate medical care.
Now read question three. Now listen and answer question 3.
The natural carrier in nature is believed to be the fruit bat. This mammal can spread the virus without being affected. The disease is transmitted to humans through contact with the body fluids of, or consumption of, a mammal that has been infected with the disease. The average time between contracting the infection and the start of symptoms is 8 to 10 days, but the non-average period can vary between 2 and 21 days. Signs and symptoms of Ebola virus disease usually begin subtly, with an influenza-like stage, characterized by feeling tired, fever, headaches, and pain in the joints, muscles, and abdomen. Vomiting, diarrhea, and loss of appetite are also common. Less common symptoms that can indicate Ebola virus include sore throat, chest pain, hiccups, shortness of breath, and dysphagia. Once human infection occurs, the disease may spread from person to person. This transmission occurs only via direct contact with blood or body fluid from an infected person. Entry points include the nose, mouth, eyes, or open wounds, cuts, and abrasions. The risk of transmission is increased among two groups of Ebola caregivers. Doctors and nurses who do not wear appropriate protective clothing may contract the disease. In addition, family members of the infected person are at risk and must carefully observe a very high level of barrier separation, along with various cleaning and disinfection techniques. There are several ways to prevent the spread of disease from infected animals to humans. This may be done by thoroughly cooking bush meat before consumption, wearing proper protective clothing, and washing hands when around the person with the disease. Ebola virus disease has a high risk of death in those infected, and it varies between 25% and 90%. As of September 2014, the average risk of death among those infected was 50%. Because dead bodies are still infectious, traditional burial rituals may spread the disease. These burial rituals, which might have included making any kind of direct contact with a corpse, require reformulation so that they consistently maintain a proper protective barrier between the corpse and the living. However, if an infected person survives, recovery may be quick and complete.
Now read question 4. Now listen and answer question 4.
With hundreds of cases of Ebola in Africa, a panel of World Health Organization experts has declared it is ethical to use experimental drugs in this current outbreak. Several experimental treatments for Ebola are being developed, which have shown promising results in monkeys when given up to 5 days after infection. However, they have not been tested in more than a handful of people, and none has been licensed. Three pharmaceutical companies have had some success in developing drugs for the treatment of Ebola. ZMapp has been developed by MAP Biopharmaceuticals, AVI-7537 by Sarepta Therapeutics, both based in the US, and TKM Ebola by the Canadian company Tecmira Pharmaceuticals.
Now read question 5. Now listen and answer question 5.
An experimental treatment known as ZMAP was given to 2 Ebola-infected U.S. aid workers by Professor Tom Solomon, director of the Health Protection Research Unit. He reported apparently encouraging signs in one of them. The treatment is a mixture of 3 monoclonal antibodies that attack proteins on the surface of the virus. This drug continues to be trialed. TKM Ebola, another experimental drug developed by Tecmira Pharmaceuticals in Canada, has been tested on monkeys and a handful of healthy human volunteers. The drug is designed to target strands of genetic material of the virus, RNA, by interrupting the genetic code of the virus and preventing it from making disease-causing proteins. A small early safety trial on a small number of will be transported